Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Today is Monday, the 31st of March, 2025. I'm Paige Estritori, your trusted source for the latest in the Australian insurance industry news on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin with the landmark ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority against Chubb Insurance. This stems from a case dating back to 2018 when apartment block hydrants were tampered with, leading to lifts being damaged by water. The authorities found inconsistencies in Chubb's assessment and reports. Chubb initially denied the insurance claim, attributing the rope damage to poor maintenance. However, the ombudsman disagreed, stating water damage was a direct consequence of the initial vandalism. In what's being hailed as a significant decision, Chubb must now replace the vandalized hoist ropes in the apartment block. From courtrooms to legislation, in New South Wales, the government is putting forth the Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill of 2025. This crucial piece of legislation is designed to protect individuals against the predatory practice of claim farming. This unethical practice, often using harassment and intimidation, pressures vulnerable individuals into filing compensation claims, sometimes for serious injuries. The proposed bill aims to prohibit unsolicited inducements, ban the selling of claim referrals, and frame charged fees by convicted lawyers as illegal. Attorney General Michael Daly was clear on the government's commitment to safeguard the rights of individuals and prevent exploitation. One of our leading automobile associations, the Royal Automobile Association of South Australia, announced plans for a significant technological transformation. They will utilize the on-demand cloud platform from Duck Creek to modernize their motor and home insurance systems. The move is targeted at improving policy, billing, and claims management, all aimed at enhancing customer relations and user experience. This transformation is a part of a wider deal with Allianz Australia, worth a whopping $642 million. Finally, turning towards consumer rights, Australian insurers face criticism from consumer advocacy groups who label some pricing practices as poverty premiums and loyalty taxes. These groups argue that such conduct unjustly targets consumers and highlight how increased renewal premiums and higher rates for monthly payments put a burden on the customer. Despite recommendations for fairer pricing by the Parliamentary Floods Inquiry and Industry Code Review, insurers have yet to make these changes. They cite competition law restrictions as the barrier. On the other hand, CEO of Insurance Council of Australia, Andrew Hall, promises continued collaboration with all stakeholders to deliver a better customer experience. That wraps up our Insurance Digest for the week, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your one-stop solution for personal and business insurance. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estritori, signing off until next Monday. Stay informed, stay secure.